Before my dad left to go buy milk, he turned around and told me real men have mustaches. This stuck with me because I was 8 and I didn't have a mustache yet. I got older and all my guy friends grew mustaches. Even some of my girlfriends grew mustaches. This bothered me, so I tried to compensate by being the toughest and getting all the girls. This didn't help. I'm 22 years old now, and I don't have a mustache. And my dad still hasn't returned with the milk.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
That's right! And it's real easy to tell who kids gonna be f***ed up. It don't take no scientists to tell who gonna have some f***ed up kids. If the kid call his grandmama mommy and his mama Pam, he going to jail. You ain't saving no college money, you saving bail money. That money going to Johnny Cochran. That's right, if the kid can't read, that's mama fault. And his mama fault. Now, if the kid can't read cause ain't no lights in the house, that's daddy fault. He got this shit down. See, nobody give a fuck about daddy. There's some real daddies out there. I'm not talking about the guy that just fucked you and left him, okay? I'm talking about the real daddies. There's still some motherfuckers out there that handle their business. Motherfuckers wanna act like brothers don't handle. There's some brothers that handle their business. But people don't give a fuck about, nobody give a fuck about daddy. Everybody take daddy for granted. Just listen to the radio. Everything's mama. Dear mama, I always love my mama. Mama, mama, mama. What's the daddy song? Papa was a rolling star.
Cause that was the day that my daddy died. sinking. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and said, son,
Papa was a rolling stone.
My son,
wherever he lay, his hat was his home.
Nobody appreciates daddy. Now, mama got the roughest job. I ain't gonna front. But come on, at least people appreciate mama. That's right. Every time mama do something right, mama get a compliment. Because women need to hear compliments all the time. Women need food, water, and compliments. That's right. That's right. And an occasional pair of shoes. That's right. Women got to hear it all the time or they lose their mind. And your daddy, make sure you thank your mama for everything. Tell your mama how good the food is. Tell your mama how nice the house look. Tell your mama how nice her hair look. Did you tell your mama? Tell your mama. You better go in there and tell your mama. That's right. Tell your mama. Tell your mama. Tell your mama. Nobody ever tells daddy shit. I'm talking about the real daddy that handled the business. Nobody ever says, hey, daddy, thanks for knocking out this rent. Hey, daddy, I sure love this hot water. Hey, daddy, this is easy to read with all this light. Nobody give a f*** about daddy. I'm talking about daddy that handled his business. Nobody give a f*** about daddy. Think about everything that the real daddy does. Pay the bills, buy the food, put a roof over your head. Everything you could ever ask for. Make your world a better, safer place. And what does daddy get for all his work? The big piece of chicken. That's all daddy gets. Is the big piece of chicken.
Chicken train, running all day. Chicken train, running all day. I can't get on, I can't get off. Chicken train, take a chicken away. Laser beam in my dreams. Laser beam in my dreams. Laser beam in my dream. I can't get on, I can't get off. Laser beam like a sawed off dream. Chicken train, running all day.
chicken train running all day. I can't get on, I can't get off. Chicken train, take a chicken away.
Nowhere we hit a dead end. I was really confused until I heard him talking to his friend. He said, I like her a lot. She seems really cool. Just one problem though. I don't date girls with daddy issues. I have issues? He made it sound like I had done something obscene just because my dad died when I was 19. He labeled me daddy issues like he knew, but we never spoke of it. He didn't have a clue. I tried to look it up, figure out just what it means. The internet said, a girl with daddy issues is basically a clink. A girl with a bad relationship with her father who seeks attention and makes relationships harder. I thought that was a poor categorization to go by. How can you judge all desserts by one piece of pie? So first off, I can't help but laugh when you classify me as a clink. You see, I lost the most important man in my life. I'll be just fine if you leave. Life's too short to be holding on to something walking away. If you don't want to be here, I won't be begging you to stay. But to call me cold-hearted and distant is to have me wrongly branded. Because after that loss, I no longer take anyone's presence for granted. But maybe you're right. I made a mistake. You don't want to date me. I've got too much on my plate. Too much strength, too much love, faith, courage, you name it, all the above. Because where there is great grief, there is also great love. Now I have two fathers in heaven. Watching me from above. Both who have loved me unconditionally since day one. So I don't need you to fill an empty space. I'm not half full, I'm overflowing with grace. There's this thing people used to tell me to help me remember my place. They'd say, not my monkeys, not my circus. They're right, it's not my fight, not my purpose. But I won't bite my tongue, you don't deserve it. See, I wasn't given daddy issues, I earned it. I make a choice every single day to keep him alive. I'm sorry if that makes you uncomfortable, but he's never someone I'm gonna hide. You see, someone once told me, those that love beyond the earth never really die. But he did. And when he did, I made a promise to remember him in smiles and never in tears. Because the day that he died, so did all of my fears. I made a vow that day that his passing would never be an excuse. So let me just add to that, it'll also never be an issue. So from the girl with daddy issues, let me just say, I'd rather be a daddy's girl than your girl any day.
Breakthrough in the science world today as researchers were able to successfully teach a father how to communicate his emotions with rudimentary hand gestures. The stunning development happened after Stanford researchers spent 9 months trying to train 42-year-old Pittsburgh father Ron Myers to express simple sentiments like pride and love in a way few thought possible. To conduct the study, researchers used large, simplistic diagrams depicting hand gestures a dad might use to show emotion in a way Ron could easily comprehend. Researchers say it was also important to keep Ron in a familiar environment that reminded him of his natural habitat so he could more easily transition the basic emotions he learned from the test lab to his home.
We would often leave Band of Brothers or 30 for 30 reruns on to help him stay comfortable. We'd also allow him to play blackjack on his phone when he got angry to help keep him calm.
When Ron was able to successfully identify an emotion, he was given rewards to reinforce good behavior, including buffalo wings or a moment to read a page of a Tom Clancy novel. Despite Ron's breakthrough, researchers say he still has a way to go before achieving full emotional maturity, as after several months of work with Ron, he still retreats to the corner of the lab to look up drywalling techniques on the internet whenever his real family drops by to see him. Coming up next, astronomers speculate that black holes could be how the universe eats.
Of interest at a US courtroom. A father seen here faces judges on child abuse charges after allegedly making his daughter a designated driver. CCTV captured at a petrol station in Michigan shows the 9-year-old behind the wheel of a conspicuous van. The pair enter the station, where it's claimed a far from sober father bragged that his daughter did the driving. 39-year-old Sean Weimer was followed by police after a tip-off from a concerned driver. Officers said Sean's daughter asked them why she had been pulled over, as she was driving good. They reportedly found a booster seat in the van, and officers said the driver was observing highway codes. The girl was said to be fine after being stopped, but told officers her father had been drinking all night.
What made you think it was okay to let a 9-year-old drive on a public road?
The court heard testimony about Weimer's conversation at the petrol station. Slurring words, he told the cashier, "I'm drunk, she's driving." Weimer faces up to 15 years in prison over the charges following a previous conviction.
Despite a long-held consensus pointing to the mid-20s as the final stage of brain maturation, a new study has found that the adolescent brain doesn't fully form until boys have avenged their father's murder.
New imaging studies suggest that the frontal cortex goes through extensive changes during the period of training when an adolescent boy prepares himself to track down and kill the man who took his father's life, but it's not until the boy stares deep into the murderer's eyes and then stabs him right in the heart that the two lobes fuse into a fully mature brain.
According to Dr. Lori's findings, the myelin surrounding the teenage nerve synapses develops when boys stake out the home of their father's murderer, put themselves through grueling physical training, and fantasize again and again about how satisfying it will be when he finally makes the bastard who took everything from him beg for his life.
Now, if they let their father's killer slip through their grasp, or if they press the barrel of a gun to the back of his head and then realize they don't have what it takes to pull the trigger, then the amygdala is definitively stunted, and they'll have lifelong problems interpreting emotional information.
I have noticed such a change in Matt since he took a vow of silence to avenge Scott's murder. He's organized, he has self-control. He can pick off a long-range moving target with almost total accuracy. I just hope when that fateful moment comes, he doesn't bring shame onto this house.
My name's Kim. I'm from Florida. I know. You did it. Growing up, my mom worked full-time. My dad was a stay-away-from-home father. Wasn't around too often. I had one of those stepdads. I hated him. Oh, man, I hated him. And it's like, I understand that a lot of kids don't like their own stepdads. And I didn't disrespect him because he was my stepdad. I disrespected him because I'm not going to let a man named Shelby tell me what to do.
George, stop here.
Taken over by zombies? Oh, I'll tell you, I thought long and hard about that. You got all them TV dinners down there. As long as Brandon stops eating all the brownies at. I'll tell you, my kids are gonna come back from playing one day, found out I already barricaded the house without him. Before the zombies come. I tell you, don't even bother putting a barricade up, because Jeffy would still get in. Hey, he's there, Dad. See him down here in the storm drain. I said, what the hell are you doing down the storm drain? He says, I'm looking for the teenage turtles. I says, Jeffy, I hope you find that clown from It. He's a clown from It is afraid of running into Jeffy. Jeffy knows the clown from It's fears. When the zombies come, we're gonna need that good camping equipment like we have down Ohio Pile. What do you mean you left it down Rezepniak's house? All of it? Jeez, that's gone. Forget it. Jeez, they probably sold it for a case of beer by now. No, he ain't going down to live in Monroeville Mall. Jeez, I'd be coming up with survival plans and Deb would be shoving Yankee candles in my face for me to smell them. That Century 3 Mall, that's already been taken over by zombies. I'll tell you, if we can get in a boat on a river, we'd be safe. Oh, them locks didn't stop Bruce Willis' striking distance. Went right over him. Saved Sarah Parker's Jessica. Take your car. Rick, I don't even trust your car to get us down to Big Lots. You know, when the zombie starts surrounding the car, I want to be protected by a little bit more than a wet cardboard. Get a helicopter? Well, who the hell's gonna fly it, Linda? You. Oh, yeah, back in high school, I seen you derail the Christmas train down the mall. Kids was jumping off like it was The Fugitive. Guy from KB Toys come running out, giving all the kids blankets. Had a candlelight vigil over Wicks and Sticks. Piano and organ store was playing nothing but sad hymns all week. Don Cannon come out and did the story. Don't you remember that? Hey, Brandon, we can use that ninja sword I got you down the flea market. I mean, the one I'm gonna get you down the flea market when Mom and I says you're old enough. First thing I gotta do is take out Tom. Oh, I don't care if he's a zombie or not, I gotta take out Tom. You think I'm gonna be denied that privilege? It's like that Walking Dead show. There's only one leader, one Rick, and I'm him. So, Rick, you're going to have to be T-Dog, Shane, or Lori. The only character that's worth anything on that show is Daryl. Let's make a whole show called Daryl. You can cut out that Tracy Chapman with the sword girl, Wilford Brimley on one leg, cut them out of the show. Rick, if you were the leader of the group, we'd be holed up down in Golden Corrals. The zombies be dipping you in that chocolate fountain. Jeez, I can't imagine a Rick zombie. The way that guy eats, jeez, you'd take out McKee's Rocks in an hour. Deb, you're gonna kill zombies. Jeez, you freak out when a stink bug lands in your hair. I mean, getting a paper towel, getting it out of your hair, flushing it down the toilet, went up and worst your hair 3 times. I'll tell you, I might want Jeffy on the team. Wait, you ever see that kid climb? Jeez, he's better than that kid from Who's Eating Gilbert's Grape. My ultimate zombie team, Snake Eyes, Andrew McCutcheon, and Pat Morita. If he's still alive. He could come back as a zombie, though, so I'd probably keep him on there anyways. Imagine you sitting there and a zombie Pat Morita come out. Yes, Jessica, we're still going to church during the apocalypse. Probably even more often. And CCD, ain't get out of that. Well, how do you know back team won't work on zombie bites? No one ever tried it.
I'm backing up, cause my daddy taught me good. I'm backing in a lot of there, and I'm like, oh my god. I'm backing up, cause my daddy taught me good. And I think maybe I should faint, but I don't, my daddy taught me good. I was putting one more tab of coffee in my coffee cup, and out of the corner of my eyes I saw two guys come in. One with the black hoodie, one with the white hoodie. Black hoodie, white hoodie. They said, we want your money, everybody down. And I'm like, oh, why do you need coffee now? And so, the guy in black shirt's coming down. And I'm backing up. Cause my daddy taught me good. I'm backing in a lot of there, and I'm like, oh my god. I'm backing up. Cause my daddy taught me good. And I think maybe I should faint, but I don't. My daddy taught me good. So I back farther and farther away. And I'm like, don't look. And he comes right to him and he goes, get down now. And I just drop to my knees, see my little knee. And then when I figure out I'm safe, I'm like, count to 2,000 and I'll hear nothing. Then I hear, boom. I'm like, oh my god, they're dead. So I'm backing up. Cause my daddy taught me good. I'm backing in a lot of there. And I'm like, oh my god. I'm backing up. Cause my daddy taught me good. And I think maybe I should faint, but I don't. My daddy taught me good. I'm like, I'm gonna have to find all my friends dead. And then they were laughing. They shot the rubber. Hero of the day, saved my life. Hero of the day, saved my life. Me amigos, he's a hero. Hero of the day, saved my life. They shot the rubber. Hero of the day, saved my life. Me amigos, he's a hero. Hero of the day, saved my life. Hero, saved my life. They shot the rubber. My life. Hero, saved the day, saved my life.
Later in the hour, Jim found a bag of meat on the side of the road and is going to let you, the viewers, decide what to do with it.
I can't wait.
But first, it's time for Get Both, a segment where we hear inspiring everyday stories about getting all the things you want out of life. Now, a lot of little girls do ballet even though their fathers couldn't care less and don't see what the big deal is.
Oh, I know that story all too well.
But one talented little prodigy actually choreographed a whole ballet that her father could enjoy and even look forward to. Can you believe that? Let's meet Erin Kemper and her father, Jack.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
So, Jack, you're actually able to spend quality time with your daughter despite how aggravating you find her interests?
Yeah, I guess you could say I'm a ballet buff.
Erin, how did you do that?
I thought about all the things that my dad likes to watch and put it into a ballet. It's called Hope You Like This.
Well, let's take a look.
How many times do I have to kill you, Jason Bourne? It's you who's gonna die, Brad from work. Gonna go work on the basement.
Wow, who knew ballet could be so exciting?
I don't know where she gets it.
After the fight scene, there was a dance number called Everyone Get in the Car. And then there was a scene with all the characters yelling at the newspaper. And then there were 20 minutes of peace and quiet, because I know that's very important.
Oh, it sure is. What inspired you to create this amazing ballet?
I'm really inspired by the theme of my dad paying any attention to me at all.
Now at the end, I hear she just put the game up on the big screen.
I don't know where she gets it.
So you're saying that this ballet has all the great taste of 7-Up and only 10 calories?
No, it's not what I said.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think Jin was confusing it with another great product.
Oh, so I was.
Well, we have a special treat for you today because Erin is now going to perform her new ballet. When I pay the bills, I get to make the rules.
Can you tell us something about the show, Erin?
Yeah, it's an adaptation of Swan Lake with a subplot of hanging your hoat up in the closet instead of throwing it on the couch. Because when you throw it on the couch, everyone gets upset.
Well, I'm hooked.
Here she is, Erin Kempner.
We can't afford that. World War II. I miss your mother, too, but we're going to have to do the best without her. Go Redskins!
Bravo! Well done. Boy, I wish she were mine. You know, my two girls are grown up, but you still couldn't pay me to watch one of their a cappella shows.
Aha! Ah, that hurts!
Whoa, dude! Carmen!
No, that's not how you uphold the law!
But he is not listening to my authority!
Oh!
We've all heard it. Times are tough. I can't get a job. Nobody's hiring in this economy. Everyone wants to complain. But I have an important, life-changing message for those who do. Get it together and have your rich dad hook you up with a job at his company. Put your nose to the grindstone and say, "Dad, fine, I'll come work for you." Today, I have three harsh truths for you. Harsh truth number one, everyone needs to stop making excuses about how hard it is to find a job and just go get a job at their dad's dog food company. Harness the power of your dad. I know what you're thinking, but Philip, I hate my dad. I get it. I hate my dad too. Which brings me to harsh truth number two. You can't just expect your dad to give you a job. A great resume always stands out. Make sure to write your name on it so the lady in HR realizes that your dad is her boss. Of course, the resume is just a formality, but if your dad finds out that you didn't do your resume right, he's gonna be pissed. Trust me. Then there's the job interview. For some people, the job interview is a mountain of pressure. Everything inside of you will want to yell, "Listen, just shut up and give me the job, idiot." But you can't for some reason. Instead, try this great interview tip I heard from my dad. If you just buy a goddamn suit, show up on time, and don't mouth off for once, I'll hire you. Don't be afraid to try that yourself. So, now that you've got the job, you're on easy street, right? Wrong. You're gonna have to start from the bottom. I worked in the mailroom of my dad's company, managing the mailroom. It took me 3 months, well, 2.5 months, to rise up and become head of some kind of sales or something. But put in those hours, and you can go to your dad with confidence and demand a better job. Of course, a lot of people, the old guard of your dad's work, won't like you coming in and changing things up. His name is Brian, and he wanted to be the boss of the company because he worked in that department for 20 years or something. But here's how you deal with the Brians of the world. Tell him to shut up, and you make him work in the dog food factory. Also, don't be afraid to network. Talk to your dad's friends. Try and turn them against your dad by lying about things your dad said. They might give you a better job. You never know. Finally, harsh truth number 3. Work freaking sucks. But if you put in some effort and you just tune out your dad's BS for a couple of years, eventually he'll die and you'll be in charge and he'll be dead. Thank you.
Once, my dad told me a joke. Ryan, why do chicken coops only have 2 doors? I'm like, why, Dad? He says, because if they didn't, they'd be called chicken sedans.
One day, my dad walked in, and he had just told me he had been diagnosed as colorblind. I was like, what? And he said, I know, it has certainly come out of the purple.
One time, I was sitting at the table, and my dad says, what does an annoying pepper do? It's jalapeno face.
Once, my dad told me another joke. He asked me, Ryan, have you heard about the movie Constipation? I'm like, wait, no? It never came out.
Do I sit here? My dad asked me what Forrest Gump's Wi-Fi password was. I said, I have no idea. He said, one, Forrest, one.
I walked up to my dad and I said, hey Dad, can you make me a sandwich? He said, abracadabra, you're a sandwich. I guess I am a sandwich.
Hey, what's the problem here?
We were fighting over which one of us loved you more.
You were? Aw. Well, go ahead.
You love him more.
No, you do.
No, I don't. Yes, you do. No.
And next tonight, the remarkable discovery made by parents of a son with autism who loves Disney characters in animated movies. The parents decided to begin acting out the scenes, and they found a bridge into the mind of their son. Here's ABC's Lindsay Davis.
When Owen Susskind was just 2 years old, he simply vanished.
He's just stopped talking.
The diagnosis? Regressive autism.
We see every specialist we could. It's like a kid's drowning in a lake. Every parent would dive in to try to get him.
Owen's only refuge, Disney movies, which he watched over and over again.
Looks like the winds are changing.
Change is good.
Then one day, a discovery. Owen is repeating the words he hears on screen. So his dad turns to this parrot from Aladdin for help.
Ooh. I grab a favorite puppet of his.
You marry the princess!
How does it feel to be you? To be Owen?
And Owen turns to the parrot like he's bumping into an old friend and says, not good, I can't understand what people say and I have no friends.
How are you feeling at this moment?
I am biting my lip to not cry.
That was the first time we had a conversation, really, you and me, since you're about 2.
Yeah.
And so we talked that night. It was really you talking to Iago with me under the bedspread.
Yeah.
It turns out Owen knows every line, every voice. And while he can't write his name, he can draw like an animator. His family, therapists, and teachers now using this pathway to help this little boy find his own voice.
You are more what you have become. You
must take your place in the circle of life.
Today, Owen is thriving, his story resonating with families and researchers now asking, could this be a new way to reach children like Owen?
What we've learned is that the brain finds a way.
His family's advice? Harness a child's fixation. It might just prove the secret passageway to finding them.
Down the stairs, almost tripped and fell down the stairs, yelling for my wife, I think I found her.
New Yorker John Watson says he's been given a second chance. After serving in Vietnam, he came home with post-traumatic stress disorder. He says he used Valium and alcohol to cope with the condition, and his family fell by the wayside.
I made the decision that I just wouldn't deal with it. I'd just walk away. A very foolish mistake.
That was almost 40 years ago. Watson says he eventually realized his mistake and spent years looking for his daughter until he found her on Facebook and sent her a message.
I must have read it maybe, 100 times over and over again. I was a little angry. I had a lot of questions.
Watson worried that he'd missed both his chance to be a father and a grandfather, but his renewed relationship with his daughter and her husband has given him 4 grandchildren and the chance to be a family again.
Over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, and the dreams that you dream of, dreams really do come true. Someday you wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind. Trouble melts like lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where you find me, oh, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, and the dream that you dare to, oh, why?
This man's kitchen masterpieces are becoming an internet sensation, but they're not exactly Michelin star quality. Adam Perry, who is a musician by day, makes sculptures out of toast in the morning. The materials are always the same, but each artwork is unique. He uses 2 pieces of white toast and maple syrup for glue, and when the occasion demands it, the odd cocktail stick. So what inspired him to start making these creations?
Scarlett, my youngest daughter, has got severe allergies to dairy and eggs and all kinds of stuff. So mealtimes are really boring for her. She's really fearful of food. So one day I decided to create something out of toast for her to make her enjoy breakfast. And I made the London Eye about April time, I think it was. And she loved it. So every day I said, OK, I'll make you something out of 2 slices of toast. And it took off from there.
Today he's gone for a very topical image. But the acid test is approval from his 9-year-old daughter.
I think they're really, really, really cool. I really, really love them. And I just think they're amazing. They're really good. It's gone absolutely massive. It has gone, like, insane, because he just started off by making a London Eye for me. And then he made an Instagram account. And then it's just gone absolutely massive. Like, he's just got so many interviews and stuff.
Adam has had interest from a couple of bakery companies who might want to sponsor his art, but at the moment it's just for fun. Perhaps the greatest thing since sliced bread is sliced bread.
Someday I wish upon a star, wake up with the clouds up far behind. Be where trouble melts like a lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where you find me, oh somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. The dream that you dare to, why, oh why can't
think of an older father, what age comes to mind? 50? 60? Maybe even 70? Well, one Indian farmer near New Delhi has been declared the world's oldest dad at the ripe old age of 96 after fathering a 4.5 pound newborn. Amazingly, the elderly man broke his own record from 2010 when at the age of 94 he reportedly had his first son with his then 52-year-old wife. The man was once a wrestler, and that endurance seems to play an integral role in his life to this day. He stated, "I do it 3 or 4 times a night. My neighbors are jealous, and they keep asking me for my secret." Earlier this year, another seemingly bizarre parenting story surfaced. Within 3 months, a man became a dad, a grandfather, and a great-grandfather.
George, stop here.
Is Michael.
And my name is Kevin.
Names. Humans give each other names, but so do dolphins. They use whistle sounds and will respond to their whistle name even when produced by a dolphin they don't know. Personal names personalize things, signifying that the named thing is capable of feeling, that it's worthy of empathy. The United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child has declared that every human child born on Earth has the right to a name. Every country on Earth has ratified the treaty, except for 3: South Sudan, the newest country on Earth, Somalia, which has no central government, and the United States. Why? Well, some organizations inside the United States believe that the U.S. shouldn't have to listen to another authority, and the treaty prohibits the death penalty for children. It's a moot point now, but up until 2005, 22 states allowed children to be executed for crimes. The United States follows the treaty now, but won't promise to always do so. Dunce is a bad name to be called, but an even worse name to be the origin of. Meet Duns Scotus, born in 1266. Popular in his time, later scholars looked down on his teachings as clever, but wrong. They were so critical, in fact, they took Duns and turned his name into a noun meaning a stupid person. A dunce. Perhaps he'd rather have had the longest name ever. a record held by a man born in 1904 whose name was 746 letters long. You can listen to someone pronounce the entire name on Wikipedia. What can't a name be? Mononymous people only use one name. You can name your kid Apple or North or Moon Unit. You can name your kid Football. But not everywhere. Some countries require parents to submit their children's names to the government for approval. New Zealand enforces a policy in which names must not cause offense to a reasonable person, not be unreasonably long, and should not resemble an official title or rank. For example, their courts recently forbid a mother from naming her child Sex Fruit. But New Zealand has allowed some unusual names. Right now, in New Zealand, there are children living whose names are officially Violence, Midnight Chardonnay, and Number 16 Bus Shelter. In 1996, a Swedish couple submitted their child's name for official approval, Albin. But in protest of the naming laws in place at the time, they spelled Albin like this. It wasn't accepted. In the United States, you can name your kid pretty much anything that doesn't include obscenity, numerals, or symbols, which means, as Carlton Larson points out, you can't name your kid R2-D2, but you could, say, name your child Adolf Hitler, which Heath and Deborah Campbell did in 2006. Adolf Hitler Campbell made headlines in 2009 after a bakery refused to put his name on a cake for his third birthday. Shortly afterwards, child welfare officials took him and his other controversially named siblings away from their parents and placed them in foster care, where they remain to this day. His parents are self-identified Nazis, and they live in New Jersey, the latter of which makes them New Jerseyans. If they lived in Kansas, they'd be Kansan. If they lived in New York, they'd be New Yorkers. If they lived in Utah, they'd be Utahns. A name, based on where something is from, is called a denonym, which means that even names have names. An endonym is a name given to a place by those who live there. An exonym is a name given to a place by those who live elsewhere. But my favorite name for a name is an autoantonym, a word that can mean the opposite of its other meaning. For example, the word off, which can mean both activated and deactivated. For instance, the alarm went off, so we had to turn it off. You can track the distribution of your last name across the entire earth using the public profiler. Or visualize the popularity of the US's top 1,000 names over time. Studies have shown that your name may influence your behavior. The name letter effect is a phenomenon in which people prefer words, events, other people, and places which contain letters similar to the letters inside their own name. Measuring a person's preference for such letters has been shown to be a good gauge of self-esteem. Richard Wiseman's Quirkology is a great read on this topic. He mentions alphabetical discrimination. People with last names that begin with a letter near the end of the alphabet tend to rate themselves significantly less successful than people with names that begin with a letter near the beginning of the alphabet. Perhaps because all their lives they've been put on the bottom of lists. Also fascinating is the fact that men and women with positive initials, like A-C-E, H-U-G, or J-O-Y, live 3 to 4.5 years longer than average. But men with negative initials, like P-I-G, B-U-M, or D-I-E, die about 3 years earlier than average. But interestingly, women with negative initials don't show much difference. Half of all Americans share the same 1,712 last names. 1% of Americans have the last name Smith. In China, 85% share the same 100 last names. 200 last names cover 96% of the population in Vietnam, 40% of which have the same last name. This one. Name calling can hurt people's feelings. It's at the very bottom of Graham's hierarchy of disagreement. And at the end of the day, names are just words. As the saying goes, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words are merely the smallest element of language capable of containing meaning in isolation, and as such could never directly produce the 4,000 newtons of force per square centimeter required to break bones.
Very powerful stuff. What more do you want?
I thought I saw you yesterday, but I didn't stop, cause you was walking the opposite way. I guess I could've shouted out your name, but even if it was you, I don't know what I would say. We could sit and reminisce about the old school, maybe share a cigarette because we both fools. Chop it up and compare perspectives, life, love, stress and setbacks. Yeah, so you could tell me how hard you had it, and you could show me all the scars to back it. And we can analyze each complaint, break it down and explain these mistakes I make. I like to tangle up the strings of the puppetry, but you knew me back when I was a younger me. You've seen Sean in all types of light, and I've been meaning to ask you if I'm doing alright. Yesterday, was that you? Looked just like you. Strange things my imagination might do. Take a breath, reflect on what we've been through. Or am I just going crazy cause I miss you? Yesterday, was that you? Looked just like you. Strange things my imagination might do. Take a breath, reflect on what we've been through. Or am I just going crazy cause I miss you? I'm shook, I know, I pushed when I should've pulled. Took it all back if I could, I put that on my soul. And I would make a top notch good listener if you could block off a little time I'd give it here. Since we went our separate paths, I've hit a couple of snags that remind me of the past. I can't front, I'm having a blast, but damned if I ain't afraid of how long it's gonna last. Sitting here wishing we could kick it. Give me your opinions, I do miss the criticisms. I didn't mean to be distant, make a visit. I wait up and keep the coffee brewing in the kitchen. But who am I joking with? There's no way that you and I will ever get to reopen it. It doesn't matter, this is more than love. And maybe if I'm lucky, get to see you out the corner of yesterday. Was that you? Looked just like you. Strange things my imagination might do. Take a breath, reflect on what we've been through. Or am I just going crazy cause I miss you? Yesterday, was that you? Looked just like you. Strange things my imagination might do. Take a breath, reflect on what we've been through. Or am I just going crazy cause I miss you? And when you left, I didn't see it coming. I guess I slept, it ain't like you was running. You crept out the front door slow, and I was so self-absorbed I didn't even know. And by the time I looked up, it was booked up. Put it all behind you, the bad and the good stuff. A whole house full of dreams and steps. I think you'd be impressed with the pieces I kept. You disappeared, but the history is still here. That's why I try not to cry over spilled beer. I can't even get mad that you're gone. Leaving me was probably the best thing you ever taught me. I'm sorry, it's official. I was a fistful, I didn't keep it simple. Chip on the shoulder, anger in my veins. Has so much hatred, now it brings me shame. Never thought about the world without you. And I promise that I'll never say another bad word about you. I thought I saw you yesterday, but I know it wasn't you, cause you passed away, Dad. Looked just like you. Strange things my imagination might do. Take a breath, reflect on what we've been through. Or am I just going crazy cause I miss you?
Now, go find the others.com.
Wait, I... Ba-ling-a-ding-a-ding-ding-ding. Uh-oh, looks like we're out of time. Goodbye.